You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, for 3 Mob Radio, the name is Larry Quirirai, and Zimbabwe's government has announced a couple of measures it says will be used to tackle congestion in the country. They're going to first target Harare, but the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Monica Muchangwa, gave this report from Cabinet, and she lays out how they plan to do it.
Cabinet considered and approved measures for the elimination of congestion and installation of proper lighting in the country's urban areas, as presented by the Minister of Local Government and Public Works, Honorable July Moyo, as the chairperson of the ad hoc interministerial task force, interministerial committee on the elimination of congestion and installation of proper lighting, and to take deliberate measures to decongest urban centers in the wake of obtaining traffic chaos, particularly in Harare and its environs. The nation is advised that whilst the program will be rolled out countrywide, top on the priority list is Harare Metropolitan Province, as it is the worst affected in this regard. To this end, this situation of congestion. On infrastructure, Cabinet was advised that local authorities remained responsible for the provision of street lights with the congestion which we are witnessing in Harare now. So these are some of the junctions which they have already been going around to check on them. The Samora Machel and Enterprise Junction, Seke Diepe Junction, Glenara and Chiremba, Simon Mazorodze and Paisley, Rotten Row and Jason Moyo, traffic control measures will be implemented at identified junctions to alleviate congestion. On traffic control infrastructure, Cabinet was informed that dedicated bus lanes to ensure preferential treatment for buses, clear carriageway markings for roads and parking bays, erection of no stopping and no U-turn signs, stop signs, giveaway signs, and load restrictions will be marked at appropriate places. And construction of non-mountable curbing, jersey barriers would be made at junction and other critical areas to avoid U-turns or driving over islands. The roads would be repaired at identified junctions. The roads would option of identified roundabouts. Mbudzi roundabout is one of the most chaotic roundabouts in the country, where immediate decisive action needs to be taken. It is reported that while the plan is to construct the junction, once rehabilitation of Harare Bay-Bridge Road is to ensure that termini facilities are spruced up so that they are not shunned by both transporters and commuters. On enhanced public transport logistics, Cabinet resolved to support the urgent procurement of hire of an additional 667 buses to enable ZUPCO to provide a more efficient service to all high-density suburbs. ZUPCO is going to revive traditional bus routes using designated bus stops, adhering to the stipulated bus timetable, and improving the electronic. There will be also deployment of traffic management systems at ZRP command center. There will be generation of number plates. Smart transport solutions with cameras will be rolled out in June, and implementation of the tracking system aided through ZUPCO, the municipality traffic police, and the Zimbabwe Republic Police will carry out enforcement programs targeted at removing pirate taxis, Mishikashika, which are operating in the Harare Central Business District. Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Municipality Police will be resourced to enable ZRP to implement traffic enforcement program. The intersection, municipal traffic police will also be trained on how they will operate in the controlling of traffic. Furthermore, impound yards would be established at strategic places along major routes and treading at all traffic intersections and along road servitudes will be criminalized. I really want to...
There's the voice of Zimbabwe's Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Monica Muchangwa, speaking to the media at a press briefing after a cabinet meeting. Some of the measures, as talking about bus lanes, talking about more police presence and trying to make sure there's less congestion, fixing of traffic lights and so forth. I guess they're piloting it in Zimbabwe rather than Harare. Psh, stupid. but piloting it in Harare. So I don't know if you think that's fine, that they're piloting. Is congestion in your town? So maybe in Bulawayo, is it a big issue? Do you think they should be looking at your town at the same time? I know that it's a big issue in Harare at the moment. But do you think they should also be looking at it as urgently? Get in touch with us, info@3-mob.com. Our Twitter is at three men on a boat. That's on Twitter. At Facebook is the same thing, three men on a boat. For 3MOB Radio, the name is Larry Quinidai.
This is a 3MOB Radio production. www.3-mob.com